Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
You keep going.
I don't. Should all
welcome to 2019 and Life's What You Rate It, episode something or other. It's 2019, the first episode 31. Of 2019. 31. We love you, and we hope you love us. And we busted through the limit of trying to get 100 Facebook likes last year. We have no one to thank but you. So thank you. This is the show where me, Michael, and my brother,
Mark,
rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 and tell you whether it's good or not. We try to save the future generations and be funny in the meantime. So we're a hero in two ways.
And you want to know something? I went back and I dug through all of the dirt of our podcast and I listened to every episode again. And you want to know something? We have yet to fail you on either account. We have been consistently funny and consistently useful. Helpful.
We've saved so many people. Their lives, their livelihoods. We've saved jobs.
Minus our livelihood. Save Steve Jobs. We are still very hungry.
He's still alive. Steve
in
Jobs.
In our world of the podcast, he's still alive.
So yeah, man. How was your break? We took a break. We weren't here for a little bit.
We took a break, and you want to know what I did with my break?
What?
I spent a bunch of money so that I can record things without you, and then tried to figure some of those things out. So in some ways, it didn't feel so much like a break as much it was like I was looking for more work to do, which, because of this one, it was virtually zero.
You know what I did for the break? I played a lot of video games, and I hung out with my family. I took a break.
You took a break.
I did what I was supposed to
do.
Take
a break.
I don't know the song.
It's from Hamilton.
But yeah, I took a break. We had a nice Christmas and a nice New Year.
I did enjoy those.
We were blessed with so many people. We were aiming for 100 Facebook likes, and we got 125 now. I don't remember. I think it was like 119 by the end of the year. We made a video. Super awesome. If you want to keep liking the page, that's cool too. Like the posts. We got our regular shows going. But this show is the one where we do the dirty by digging into everything and then rating it, as I said before.
Yeah, I don't know how my thing's going to do this week.
I didn't know what to do because for so many weeks in a row, I wasn't doing this podcast. Two.
I forgot how to be funny.
I forgot. No, I didn't forget how to be funny. I knew how to be funny, but I did forget how to help people. So like,
no, I've always been funny.
There was an old lady walking out of Walmart and she had her hands full of bags and she dropped something and like definitely couldn't pick it up. And I didn't know how to help her.
I knocked
the bags out of her hands so she would then have empty hands to pick everything back up.
Which, I mean, some would argue that wasn't helpful. But they would be wrong. It was helpful, just not the most amount of helpful.
She might have said, give me a hand, I give her two.
On a percentage scale of helpful, it was at least a 6 helpful.
So, like, real quick, I think something we should probably do is rate 2018 as a year. We finished with 2018. Normally people do this during the year, but I always thought that was stupid because there's still a little bit more year left.
Yeah, what if something freaking dope happens or bad happens?
What if, like, Michael Jackson proved he wasn't dead at the end of 2018. Yeah, that would have changed something, yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah, everybody just kind of like, oh yeah, 2018 was, it sucked, nothing good happened. And
Blink 182 could have dropped an album.
Ooh, I mean, California
DC
so
Talk
good.
Could have dropped an album. That could, whether it goes up or down, that's up to you, but DC Talk could have dropped an album the last day of 2018.
Could have dropped an album. I could have gotten like my digestional issues taken care of and not have to judge whether or not it's worth the time later if I'm going to eat a gas station freaking egg roll.
That always sounds like a bad idea. I don't think there's a world in which you should do that unless you are willing to accept the consequences of digestion.
However, maybe at the end of 2018, the last day, that all solved itself and I can eat as many of those
truth,
as I want.
Truth. maybe I wouldn't be fat at the end of 2018. But spoilers, I'm maybe fatter. Not fatter than
he was at the beginning.
Okay, so like my peak fatness level was the episode where I talk about eating ice cream. That was probably like my peak fatness level where I was at my max weight. I'm not there again. But I am definitely
bigger than you were. Still
fat. I am fatter than the last time we recorded. That's for heck darn sure.
We see those holidays. Holidays get ya. Because here's the thing about holidays that people don't talk about. And this is going to transition nicely into the thing I want to rate this
episode. Do you want me to ruin your transition?
Go for it.
I was just going to rate 2018. Unless that was your thing.
No.
I didn't really want to ruin your transition. I was just trying to make a joke about how we do that a lot.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
But I did do it good, huh?
I was not so...
High five.
So, holidays always have, like, a lot of foods and stuff at them.
Heck
and,
yeah, dude.
I personally always get psyched about those savory foods.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, my specific friend group goes, I'm in the minority because
our good old brother-in-law also loves those sweets.
He does.
He likes the cookies, the pies.
And I want to rate desserts, Michael. Uh-oh. How do you feel about desserts? Because let me tell you this. There are some desserts that I love, and they're some of my favoritest things that I can put in my mouth. I put it in my mouth, and it makes me happy. And I stay happy for a long time because I have that thing in my mouth.
Are we rating desserts as a concept?
Desserts as a concept, and then I think we have to kind of weigh good desserts versus bad desserts and figure out a rating of them as a whole.
Okay.
Because as a concept, the idea to polish your meal off with a special treat.
Yes.
Sounds like a great idea.
Does dessert as a concept have to include traditional desserts?
I don't think so.
Or does it just mean the thing that you eat after your meal?
Yeah, after your dinner.
Most of the time, and I'm saying this as someone who is on the obesity scale, if I'm just letting myself go, my desserts are more often than not someone else's meal. A second meal. Dinner.
Second dinner. Or like, because for instance, Marcus has been at work and eaten Marcus's like lunch. I don't know why I'm doing this in the third person. I've been at work and eaten lunch before.
People do get confused when they're listening to the audio podcast thinking that our voices sound too much the same. It was definitely him just talking about himself.
That wasn't me. Just doing the third person thing. So I was at work and I was eating lunch and you know like, I finished my lunch and I was like, I could go for a tasty treat. And you know what I did? I had some Skittles in my tool bag at work. I ate some Skittles and Skittles were my dessert. And Skittles as a dessert is objectively a 10 out of 10.
Desserts as a concept, 10 out of 10. No reason to put down desserts. Skittles, why wouldn't candy be a dessert?
I don't get that. Because like people are like, what's your favorite dessert? And you're like, Skittles. And they're like, that's not a dessert. And you're like, it might as well be. Like, what's different?
It's just sugar.
Yeah, it's just sugar. And like, what are you going to say? Cake's your favorite dessert? Like, that's the sugar.
Nachos. Just sugar and fat. I mean, carbs are just sugar. Nacho chips, favorite dessert.
Or just nachos themselves are very good. Well, I do like how we say nacho chips.
I do say nacho chips instead of tortilla chips because I am white trash.
Because I do say this social faux pas because I am the worst human being on the planet.
Yeah, because I am a bad person. That's neither here nor there. But it is true.
It's weird that you were given the power. Collectively with me. Have you ever thought about that, Michael? We have this power. So, like, we talked about on the one episode about how, like, Kanye says no one man should have all that power. And that's why we share the power.
Yeah.
And we rated our power and stuff. Have you ever thought about, like, why us? What about us makes us special that we can say, like, hey, yo, this is good, this is bad, listen to this, this is good.
Some questions are better left unanswered, dude. Because there's an answer, like, there. Somebody's got it.
Because if I was to pick, there's roughly a zillion people I would pick before either of us.
But, like, that's the way it always goes, right? Like, you don't, the best people for a job aren't the people that think they deserve that job, right? You don't want the guy to be king, the guy that wants to be king. You want it to be the humble guy who doesn't want the power. That's us. Me and you.
Just like, right. Yeah, we don't want the power.
And we are also big Spider-Man fans. We understand that with the power comes the responsibility, and we take it very seriously. That's why we do this show.
Yeah, this show. Because as much as we try to be funny on this show, I do very much love it when I listen to people talk about it and they go, what a somber week. It was very serious and I liked that. I go, oh, we did our jobs good. That's what I say when people say that about our show. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. When people don't laugh at the show, that's when I feel best.
I feel best. Yeah, I feel like...
Especially when they tell me, yeah, I listened to your show, it wasn't funny. And I was like, oh, thanks. It was trying to be serious that week. Yeah.
Cool. Great and good. I'm really glad...
I haven't had that happen yet, but that would suck.
I'm really glad that you went... I have! I'm really glad that you went out of your way to tell me how bad of a job you think of doing at my dream. Hey, you know your dream? Yeah, I think you suck at it. Appreciate it. Cool. Good talk. I'm going to go leave. Like, what do you...
You don't have to hard pivot, but definitely candies are desserts. And if you say... And they're good. If you say any different, you just don't know what candy is. It's just dessert.
You've never had it. You haven't tried candy.
It's not a cake because it's a Skittle.
Or a pie.
It's not a pie because it's a Starburst. Pies are good. Yeah, no duh.
I'm just going to eat a bowl of Smarties for dessert.
Why not, man?
It'd be better than most desserts I have.
Here's the thing, right? Let's dig into some desserts, because it sounds like you got a little bit of deep-seated beef against the dessert.
Okay, because here's the community. Thing. I think anything that is supposed to be a dessert that is not directly fruit-flavored or made with real fruits...
All right, give me some examples here.
...is bad.
Yellow cake is fine.
I don't think yellow cake is very good.
But it's also flavored after a fruit.
I don't think chocolate cake is good. Like, I don't like yellow cake, really.
Yellow cake is flavored after the yellow fruit.
The yellow fruit.
Yeah, and you're like, which yellow? The one.
No, just the one.
You yellow cake, you freaking know. Use your tongue.
So
you
like,
lazy person.
You piece of... Yeah, dude, I mean, I sometimes, as much as we have to dumb some things down, like when I talked about Lost, I had to dumb down 6 seasons of television, freaking to somebody, but... I mean, we have to assume that they have some things. We're assuming they've eaten food before, you know, how taste buds work.
You know what a yellow cake is? We assume a lot about our audience, and we're assuming that you know what yellow cake is.
Yeah.
We also know that you should realize that chocolate cake is trash. I suck
chocolate
at that.
Chocolate cake's bad. Most ice cream flavors I don't think are super good, except for the fruit ones.
Give me some ice cream flavors. Vanilla?
Vanilla's fine.
Fine.
Chocolate's not good. Rocky Road's not good.
Are we about to say this? Because, like, we have a lot of moms listening to this podcast, and let me tell you, if there's one stereotype that's true about women, it's that most of them freaking love chocolate.
Okay.
But we don't like... I don't like chocolate at all. Like...
And I... Depends on the thing. Like,
I don't like chocolate for instance, at all, hands down.
I want to explain this to somebody. I have gone on record saying I don't like chocolate, which isn't inherently true. Because if somebody hands me a candy bar, I don't really want to eat it unless that candy bar is a Twix. I don't know what it is about a Twix that says, oh, I'm going to munch down on that.
Peanut butter.
There's no peanut butter in Twix.
I don't know what Twix is. Dude, I don't freaking like chocolate. I have no idea what candy bars are.
But, like, I don't get it. But, like, I don't like Reese's, so it's not the peanut butter thing. I don't know. Or, like... I love chocolate milk, though.
Oh, no, dog.
Dude, I can get down some chocolate milk.
Dude, let me tell you a secret. I hate chocolate so bad that if my lady has had some chocolate and she goes, want a smooch? I say, nah, dog.
Nah, dog.
I'm good.
I do think it's very funny when you refer to Amanda as dog.
Well, hey, you dog. Know, it is my favorite animal. I think that's just where we'll leave that. So...
But, like, Rocky Road, mint. Like, when people try
Rocky
to put...
Rocky Road, no, because it's chocolate.
Yeah, but when mint, people try to put
absolutely
mint...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, when people try to put mint in, like, a dessert thing, when I worked at Scooters, they're like, oh, we have this Lucky Leprechaun drink, which is just essentially... it's one of those shamrock shakes that people sell everywhere.
Nasty.
And it's bad.
Also,
like... I'm like, this is a bad drink. I don't want
to
give this.
I gotta get this off my chest. We're gonna talk about some pet peeves today. If you offer me a mint-flavored anything, I think that you're insulting my breath. Which I take great pride in my oral hygiene. I didn't used to, but I do now. I brush my teeth every day like a big boy.
Every day, like a big... Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. Yeah. I don't want to put you on blast on the internet.
No. I did not brush my teeth today.
Okay,
what's your question?
No, my question was... Was it pre or post children before you got on the hygiene dental train?
It was when I realized you could brush your teeth in the shower. Because it was another excuse for me to just stay in the shower longer.
And was this after marriage?
Oh, yeah, dog.
Was it before or after Molly?
I think before. I feel like, I don't know.
That's good. So at least,
I don't
at least
about
as
my,
long...
You can ask Amanda how good my oral hygiene was before if you want to get on that
But
that
at
tray.
Least as long as... your daughter's been alive, and I'm assuming you and Amanda tell Molly to brush her teeth.
We do.
At least as long as she's been alive, you've been at least holding up your end of the bargain and doing the same.
Yes, but the problem is there was just one day when I went to the dentist, and he essentially went in with a hacksaw and just took it to my gums, and I said from that point forward, this is the worst, and I will take care of my teeth, and then I did. And since that point, I've been pretty good. Mom, you finally taught me to brush my teeth. I'm 28 years old. Thanks.
Did it. Crushed it. Got it. Won. Yeah, have you ever thought about certain things like that? It's like one of those, well, I've been doing it bad for this, like, for so long this way, that, like, you start to do a good normal person thing. So, like, I don't know about you, but I'm going to use this example because I can't think of a good one. So, like, let's say I was in your situation and I was married and stuff, and I just recently was like, oh, brushing my teeth is probably good. I would start brushing my teeth and expect some kind of, like, special reward for being a good toothbrushing boy and be like, oh, yeah, like, my significant other is going to be so pumped that I'm doing all of these good toothbrushes and stuff. And instead, they probably just responded like, yeah, finally. Like, I mean, it's about time. You're a fully grown adult.
I'm 28 years old. My wife appreciates when I throw my clothes in the laundry hamper instead of the floor next to the laundry hamper. But every time I do it, I still floss. And I don't mean my teeth. I mean my hips.
Fortnite dance.
I still do the Fortnite dances every time I throw the thing. And man's like, what are you so happy about? I'm like, you should be happy too. I put this in the dirty clothes.
And she's just like, you should do it every time. Like, every... Like, it's like one of those, like, I did this bad for so long, and now I'm doing it good, and I expect, like, oh, I get some kind of reward because of this, but instead you're just like, no, you're just acting like a decent human being for the first time in a while.
I threw this laundry in the dirty clothes, give me a smooch, and she's like, I'm gonna go eat chocolate. And I'm like, oh!
So, but desserts.
Butter pecan ice cream, you can't say anything about it. If it's Haagen-Dazs, butter pecan ice cream is the greatest thing
that's maybe
ever been in my mouth.
I would argue strawberry's still better, but...
Strawberry's good, but I don't like... See, here's the thing. Do you like strawberry syrup on ice cream?
No, that's bad. No, I do like strawberry milk, though.
Caramel syrup on ice cream.
I do like that.
First, I had a rule. If it's a savory food, cheese makes it better. If it's a sweet food, caramel makes it better. Prove me wrong.
Cereal.
I could try it. I'd try it.
I said that, and in my head, I was, like, thinking of, like, I think there are certain cereals that it would not work for. However, I think there are other cereals that it would enhance greatly. I think it'd
be fine in, like, Lucky Charms. The only problem you'd have is when you melt the caramel and then you put it on the Lucky Charms, it instantly hardens.
Yeah.
And I don't want a crunchy caramel in my cereal. That seems just like a texture problem more than a taste problem.
Yeah, but, like, I think, like, I don't think it'd be good on your Fruity Pebbles.
You know what? Nothing can be done to improve a Fruity Pebble.
That's fair. But, like, I mean, yeah. However...
Do you like fruit pies, though?
I do love fruit pies. I love cherry pie. I love cherry apple pie.
Delicious. Apple pie. Blackberry pie. Blackberry pie. Delicious.
Like, have you had a raspberry pie, dude?
No, but that
raspberry pies
fine.
Are so good.
I've had other berry pies.
They're like a... I think Amanda's made it, like, when she makes, like, a berry cobbler.
Oh, yeah, dude. Cobblers. So crisps. Good. Berry cobblers, berry crisps. Amazing.
Like, yeah, but, like, here's the thing. People don't make those as often as you get, like, oh, there's this lady at our church and everybody goes crazy over this dessert she makes. And I'm sure if you like chocolate, it is very good. I'm not trying to dunk on her at all. But if you look at the bowl that it's in, it looks like she just threw a bunch of different chocolate things and whipped cream in a giant bowl and stirred it.
That sounds bad to me.
And, like, everybody goes crazy for it. And I'm sure if you love chocolate, it tastes very good. But, like, that's the kind of desserts I see everywhere I go. I see all of these heavy chocolate.
Everywhere I go, sugar always knows. What are you Mrs. saying? Woyda, make some chocolate that you... It's a reference to a song that was... when I was in high school. Never mind.
I was so confused.
It's not a great song.
Yeah, I'm really glad you referenced it on our podcast. Can you rate that song real quick?
6. No, it's very funny though. 6.
Well, I remember how funny, but then I remember how bad it is also. So like, yeah, Mrs. Boyd is like, it's good, I guess, if you like chocolate, but like, that's the kind of dessert that I see everywhere I go and I hear people talk about. And I'm like, I don't like any of those. And yeah, I feel like I don't go anywhere.
Like a cupcake or an icing cake or...
Like, I don't like any of that.
Like, yeah, dude. I'm not on that hype train.
And it seems like those are the desserts people go crazy for.
I would rather eat a blueberry muffin any day than a cupcake.
That is, I mean, blueberry muffins, but vegan muffins are good. Muffins are dessert.
Yeah, apple muffins, berry muffins.
Like, those are dessert.
People say that's not dessert. I bet people try to say it's a breakfast food, not a dessert.
It is a breakfast food and a dessert. They're both. Have you ever eaten a donut for breakfast? Ooh, donuts are good.
Donuts are also should be dessert.
They are dessert. Those are,
but see, they break our rule because they're not fruity. Though I do love the raspberry filled jelly donut
is a head and shoulder above the rest of them.
Should we not eat sweet things that are not fruit?
I think that's
we should get back to nature. This is us actually getting green.
Yeah.
And like, what's the word? I don't know.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Sure. Yeah, man. Get back to nature because I'm all about eating natural things. But we did also talk about candy just being good dessert. And candy's...
No.
I don't know. I think what we're saying, we just like cake. Michael, is that what we're saying? We don't like cake and chocolate? Is that all we're saying?
I guess, kind of. But, like, I was more trying to dunk on the people that they're all... That's what they make for desserts. Like, oh, here's cake chocolate. Have fun with all of this. And everybody goes, this is the best dessert I've ever had.
You know, it does just seem like the lazy way out.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing some serious cake decorating, in which case you shouldn't eat it. You should frame it.
You should put it in the freezer.
But I do like a strawberry ice cream cake. Mm. But we already talked about it. If it's fruit, it's sweet, it's good. Okay, so desserts 10. Most things that people eat for dessert. Should I do the whole funny bit where I talk about how I just eat salty foods in bed and that's a dessert, like pretzels and stuff? No, we already did that.
We already did it. I mean, like, that bit is good. Like, also, those are good, like, food.
Also, like, one time somebody texted me trying to say that they were fat while I was laying in bed with my shirt off eating waffles on a plate that was laying on my stomach, so...
What time was this?
Probably, like, 11. Normal waffle time, you know?
But a waffle time,
sometimes,
dude.
You just need a waffle at 11 o'clock. So eat some syrup off your chest hair. You want to hear what I brought to rate this week?
If it's a dessert that's fruit flavored, it's a 10 also. Yeah, go for it.
It has nothing to do with dessert, but it does have to do with... Nope. Hold on.
You'll get there.
It's the second Mary Poppins movie.
Oh, haven't seen it. This will be fun.
I'm going to talk about it.
I'm going to try to make reference jokes to it.
And... I'm going to spoil the heck out of it. Mary Poppins does return. I know that's the name of the movie. But my daughter, when we watched the movie, and the first, like, 10 minutes she's not in the movie, was like, where's Mary Poppins? And I was like, she's coming. She's like, but where is she? I was like, well, she's not here yet. She was very bored by the fact that Mary Poppins wasn't on the screen, because we did hype up the fact that this girl was going to come and
sing songs and make everybody's life better.
Take care of these children and everything. Yeah, dude. I figured I'd talk about it since it's a mom thing. We got moms to listen to this podcast.
Mom like desserts, too. We are killing it. We're freaking 2019 swinging the fences.
We're batting
1,000
so far.
I don't know how batting averages work.
It's 1,000. I don't know why they work this way, but it's like percentages in the factor of 1,000.
Thousands?
Yeah. Well, 1,000 is 100%. I don't know why they add the extra digit there.
I hate sports sometimes. Because I think sports intentionally just try to go, yeah, no, you're screwed.
Let's get into the nitty gritty of Mary Poppins Returns.
I thought the part that was about... This is a good example of when you start a joke and don't have a punchline in your
head. Cultural Marxism?
Yeah, the part about was done in poor taste.
I mean, it did seem a little too soon. Marx only died a couple hundred years ago.
And I feel like that...
No, but just... for real, like, I watched the movie with my daughter. It was the very first time we ever took my daughter to the theater. She was dancing in the theater. There was a lot of fun things that we'll remember forever. Because it was the first time my daughter got to go to a movie theater. She was super excited. We didn't get popcorn, but we did sneak in a lot of dessert. And by dessert, I mean candy.
Skittles.
Skittles. A different kind of Skittles. Some other type of food that I didn't eat because I was eating Skittles. And
I do love Skittles so much.
I want to talk about some good things first, and that may be a little bit of a spoiler for where I'm going to go with this movie. Lin-Manuel Miranda was in the movie as a star. He was very good. He was the chimney sweep stand-in, but he wasn't a chimney sweep.
What was he?
Because in this movie, instead of chimney sweeps, they have lamplighters. They're called Learys, I guess. If I'm to believe...
Is that a real thing?
I guess. I don't know. I have to believe everything that I see in movies is fact, and I do that 100% of the time.
Is Elyria a real thing?
Google doesn't know how to tell you if something is real or not. But,
according to study.com, the real Elyria was located near the coast of the Adriatic Sea in the northwestern region of the Balkan Peninsula.
It definitely did not understand what you said.
Oh, you're done. Quit. Okay, we're good. Whew.
So, he was like Elyria.
Was his Cockney better than Dick Van Dyke?
You know, I don't think it would be advantageous to ever say anything negative about Dick Van Dyke. Because I don't know what his people would do to us if I were to ever say anything negative about
him. Okay, here's the thing about Dick Van Dyke. I don't think his Cockney was very good, but do you know what I do think? I like almost everything I've ever seen him in ever, including Mary Poppins, but...
He plays two characters in Mary Poppins, even. So yeah, Lynn was very good. Big surprise for everyone that liked Hamilton or whatever.
In the Heights or the music from Moana.
Emily Blunt, great.
Who's Emily Blunt?
I don't know. She played Mary Poppins. Never seen her before, but she showed up.
I'm sure she's in something.
Mary Poppins showed up. It was weird. So like, here's the weirdest thing is it's a sequel to the movie Mary Poppins from the, I don't know, 60s. And it is a sequel. So, like, it's about Jane and Michael.
Yes.
They're the main characters. And they or Michael has kids. And they're the kids.
That she nannies.
Yes. And Mary Poppins is the same Mary Poppins, even though it's not the same Mary Poppins.
But does she look roughly the same? Do they recognize her as Mary?
Yes. Okay. Everyone recognizes her as Mary. And they talk about how she hasn't aged, which is mostly weird because... it's not the same person. And, like, you can say, well, Michael and Jane were the same people. Yeah, but they were children and now they're grown up. It's not weird. They're talking about how she looks exactly the same and she hasn't aged. But that hasn't happened.
But she does look different.
She looks way different. Does a good job, though. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I went to a movie called Mary Poppins Returns. Mary Poppins, one of the greatest musicals of all time, maybe. I love it. Right? I love Mary Poppins.
I want to play a fun game.
Okay.
Because I think I know where you're going with this. I want to try to sing a song from the original Mary Poppins because I've seen it.
Okay.
And then we'll see how many times you can answer with a song from the new Mary Poppins or hum a tune.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
You stalemated me.
I got you.
I walked out of the movie Mary Poppins Returns, and I don't know a single song from the movie. Here is how telling this is, right? My daughter, who memorizes everything and sings constantly and never stops singing or talking, ever, walked out of that movie and had no... She talked about the movie. She liked watching the movie. She said, I liked the dancing, but I didn't like the scary parts. Because to my daughter, Mary Poppins Returns was a little bit of a thriller. Had her on the edge of a seat. Especially because before the movie even started, there was a trailer that scared her with alligators in it. Also, the movie
can I say
has a big
though?
Bad wolf.
Alligators, objectively scary.
Alligators
they're baby
are
dinosaurs.
Objectively scary.
They're baby dragons.
They are objectively scary. Yeah. So she said she liked the day. Here's Molly's review. I like the dancing, but not the scary parts. So that's what Molly thought of the movie. I thought the movie was cute and happy and heartwarming. And also kind of a bad musical. Because I can't remember any of the songs. And they're not catchy. And the choreography was good. But I just don't know the songs. They weren't that good.
Did your wife remember any of the songs?
No. In fact, I was like, I was trying to be the good husband and father. And I was talking about all the good things in the movie. And Amanda was kind of like...
You were trying to not be the pretentious nerd you
yeah,
are.
I was trying not to be myself, right?
And be like, oh, this is everything that... I analyzed this movie while watching it. And let me tell you all the things that it could have done better.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying not to do that. Because sometimes I poop on people's Wheaties.
Thing. Yeah.
Sometimes I poop in people's Wheaties
You freaking pee in somebody's ear and try to tell them it's warm rain and they don't want to.
Everyone that knows me knows that I tend to do this. I was not trying to do this. And Amanda goes, I didn't really like the music. And I'm like, thank goodness it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Molly, can you sing a song from the movie? She's like, I don't know it. And I was like, yeah, that's a problem, right?
Have you played her any of the music from the old movie?
Yeah. So we were just sitting around playing the other day and I was humming the Chim Chim Cheree song and Molly asked what it was. And I showed her the video. She was singing it the rest of the hour. Immediately.
Chim Chimani, Chim Chimari, Chim
Chim. I can sing a bunch of songs from the original Mary Poppins.
Dude, I forgot Supercalifragilistic is from that.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Chim Chimani, Spoonful of Sugar, Chim Chim Chari.
Those are the three that I know.
Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Okay.
There's something about the Tuppence song. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your heart so light. When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes your heart shine bright. Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the doves. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band. Yeah. My Cockney is maybe...
at least on par with maybe the Van Dykes.
Only you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. So normally when people do... because we're in this big... there's a big thing in our culture about not doing cultural appropriation. So as an American, I do my best to never, ever, ever try to do another accent. Because I feel like... I feel like I'm going to hurt that culture. But if you're doing an impression, not of somebody else's culture, but an impression of Dick Van Dyke's impression of somebody else's culture, that's 100% okay. And it's also... you don't have the pressure. If you butcher it, it's like... am I going to really do a worse job than Dick Van Dyke did?
There's two accents you can always do. Australian, because you can do it horrible, because nobody gives a crap, because everyone hates Australians.
And also, nobody really knows what it sounds like.
Everyone hates Australians for some reason. And two, British. One, because they're all white. There's no such thing as a non-white British person. And two, who gives a crap? If you do a British accent, who gives a crap? Also, like, we definitely appropriated their culture. We literally just broke out of their culture and made our own. And by made our own, I mean started the 13 colonies.
And by made our own, I mean started a war.
Yeah, we fought over it and we said, we're appropriating your culture over here now. Also,
we're appropriating your culture.
We're not paying for your tea, you stupid. Yeah,
we're appropriating your culture with a little bit lighter rules on some religion and stuff. But other than that, it's just kind of the same thing.
And also, like, maybe if you want to tax us, let us vote. I don't know. This is America.
Yeah, kind of just a... but for the majority of things, kind of just the same thing.
Kind of the same thing, but we don't talk with accents.
They're way more progressive than we are, though.
Now they are.
I mean, yeah, because they're like, weed, you can do weed there.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that here some, but not all the ways.
Not all the ways.
Not all the ways.
Also, do we not have an accent?
Midwesterners, according to language studies... don't have an accent. They're one of the few places in the entire world that don't have an accent. So when I talk to people and they're like, yeah, you just have an accent, you just don't know, I'm like, nah, dog, the language studyists, I don't have an accent, you do. Pretty much everywhere else in the world does.
But like, to British people, don't we just have an American accent?
I think that technically,
because of how that works,
according to like the way that you're supposed to say things based on their sounds or whatever, they have an accent and we don't.
Huh.
Like how they say caw instead of car. Like, yeah. You're supposed to say car. Yeah. It is supposed to be pronounced car.
Really, I get really confused when I'm talking to British people. I'm like, are they doing a bird call of some kind?
Are they talking
kind?
About poop? Is the caw caw?
Or is the caw caw? Do you need to make?
Anyway, we hope you're having a good 2019. This has been...
we didn't rate your movie.
Oh, crap. Well, listen here. I didn't want to do this, but I have to do this. I'm going to start 2019 off on a bummer. It's a musical that doesn't have very good music, but it was still good for.
I would say, was the music bad or just not catchy? Because I'm saying from the things you said, I think it's a five.
It was fine. I don't know. No, because like, I don't know, dude. I walked out of Annie. I'm thinking the sun will come out tomorrow. I walked out of Mary Poppins and I was like, I really wish that was better. Four
out of ten. You guys heard it here.
Mary Poppins Returns. It's a fine movie. Go see it, but don't expect the music to be very good. And if you do like the music, email us at whackmatters. Podcast at whackmatters.com.
Yeah, do what he said. Not you're wrong.
Or comment on our Facebook or our Twitter or Instagram.
Or reach out one of so many. One of the ways you're experiencing this podcast, you probably could reach out if you just scroll down a little bit.
Or text me. Most of you know me.
That's fair.
Or mail me a real mail. A snail mail? A
snail mail.
Thanks for listening to Life Situated. My name's Michael. This is my brother.
Mark.
And like we said, you can email us at podcast@wackmatters.com. You can like our stuff on Facebook. Share the wealth. If you thought this was funny, share it with somebody. Give us money if you would like to. We make rad shirts like this one. I don't know, man. I'm just feeling good about 2019 so far. I'm happy going in good. I thought this episode was at least like 6.
Yeah, as far as
I like laughed.
The percentile of episodes we have to funny
I
things,
laughed
like,
more at this episode than I have at some of our.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying I would say this is in the top half of our episodes.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Do you have a joke to wrap us out with?
I do have a joke. All right. I remembered this time.
All right.
I want to quit my job, Michael, and get a job cleaning mirrors. It's something I can really see myself doing.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.